Go with me, if you would, now to Mark chapter 7. Mark chapter 7. I have something tonight that I very much want to remind us of. I want to remind myself of this. I want to remind you of this. We are going to look at one statement. This is in the midst of a story here in Mark chapter 7, but we're not going to look at a story. We're going to look at one statement. And if we can really get a hold of this, it will make sense of the lives that we are living on this earth. It'll bring an understanding to us of why we are where we are in life. Why the things that have happened to us have happened to us. And why the things that have not happened to us have not happened to us. How many times have we wondered, why has this particular thing happened? Why has this happened? Or why hasn't that happened? I believed that that would have happened by now. Why has that not happened? Why am I in the state that I'm in? Why am I in the condition that I'm in? Why is that? There are things that we want to see happen. And there are things that we don't want to see happen. And as they all go the way they go, life is going the way that life is going. As everything goes the way that it goes, and as our lives unfold and live out the way that they live out, if we can remember this right here, if we can remember this and really understand this, it will make sense of it all. There are six words in the middle of Mark chapter 7, verse 37. And they say this: He hath done all things well. He hath done all things well. Our Lord does all things well. All things. There are things that we pray for, and the Lord gives them to us. And you have experienced that. We've asked the Lord for things, and He's given it to us. And there are things that we pray for, and the Lord doesn't give them to us. And what we need to realize in both cases is, it's well. When the Lord does not give us what we're asking for, it's just as well as when He does. He does all things well. All things. Now let me emphasize each point of that to us. All right? He. Whatever it is. Whatever it is. He is the one who has done it. Whatever it is. He hath done. Past tense. It's already done. Everything is already done. I want us to really enter into that. Everything is already done. Known unto God were all His works from the beginning. In the mind and will of God, they are done. There are things that still need to be carried out. They still need to be carried out. They still need to come to pass. But they're done. I wish I could get a hold of this so badly. I wish I could get a hold of this so desperately. He hath done Lord's not waiting to do anything. He hath done all things. No matter how great or how small. No matter how significant or insignificant. No matter what it is that is affecting us, He hath done all things well. That means beautifully, rightly, excellently, honorably, well, for the purpose of bringing good to His people. Well, He's done all things well in the only way that good could be brought to His people. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. All things. Now let me bring a few truths to us regarding this fact that our Lord has done all things well. And I want to remind us of these things for our comfort and for our understanding of why things are going the way that they are. At any given moment in time, it's always right now. This is why things are going the way they are right now. Always. All right? At any given moment in time. Let's realize these things concerning all things in life. All right? The first one is in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Turn with me over to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verse 15 says, "For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might, through the thanksgiving of many, redound to the glory of God." All things are for your sakes. Who is He talking to? Whose sakes? He's talking about every soul who was chosen by God the Father to be redeemed by God the Son, to be called by God the Spirit. He's talking about God's particular people. Every sinner who has been saved in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't turn to these. But Proverbs 16 verse 4 says, "The Lord hath made all things for Himself." All right? "The Lord hath made all things for Himself." Colossians 1 verse 16 says, "All things were created by Him and for Him." All things are for Him. All things are for Him. But for every soul that is in Him. And that's who He's talking to. Every soul who has been made to be a joint heir with Christ. A joint heir. You just think about a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Because of His gift to us. He said, and this is just amazing, "What's His is ours." Everything that's His is ours. Because the Father gave Christ to us. That's the foundation of it all. Because the Father gave Christ to us, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? If He spared not His own Son, He'll spare nothing else. So that's who this word of promise is to. Every soul saved by the grace of God Almighty. Every soul in Christ, joined together with Christ. In Him and because of Him, know this. In Him and because of Him, know this. All things are for your sakes. All things. for your sake, for the sake of your good. It's for you. Why is all this happening? It's for you. Everything that's happening, all these things, it's for you. And if God be for you, nothing and nobody can be against you. Now, I know that it seems like everything is against us. And in this fleshly world of sin that we're living in, it seems that way because everything is against us. Everything is against us. But if God is for us, and in Christ He is, nothing can prevail against us. Everything is against us, but nothing can prevail against us. Nothing and no one can overrule or overturn what our Lord has done for us. And that's the second thing that I want us to get a hold of, all right? The first one is this. In regard to the fact that He has done all things well. All right, here's the first one. Everything that our Lord has done is for us. And the second thing is, no one's will or decision can stop the well-doing that He has done. Nothing can undo or stop the well-doing that He has purposed for us. Turn with me, if you would, to Daniel chapter 4. Daniel chapter 4. After Ezekiel, Daniel chapter 4. I love this book, but I love this chapter and I love this verse so much. So very much. Daniel chapter 4. This is our God. This is just glorious. Daniel 4, verse 35. Daniel 4, verse 35. It says, "And all the inhabitants of the earth are reputed as nothing. And He doeth according to His will in the army of heaven and among the inhabitants of the earth, and none can stay His hand or say unto Him, What doest thou?" When it comes to everything that is taking place in your life, and I'm talking about the hard things, I'm talking about the hard things. Yes, the good things, the easy things, the happy things, yes. But I'm also talking about the trying things and the discouraging things and the sad things. When it comes to everything that is taking place in your life, the Lord our God is doing it, and no one is messing it up for Him. No one can stop what He's doing or even question Him about it. No one. None of the inhabitants of the earth. No one's personal will. I had something happen, and I'm not going to tell you about it, but I'll just tell you that this came from me telling myself this. This message came from me having to preach this to myself. There was something that I was just desperately, desperately concerned about, worried about, thinking about, hoping for, such on and so forth. And it spoke peace to my heart when I realized that other man doesn't have the say in the matter. And there's no problems. Everything's fine. I'm just telling you, nobody else's will, nobody else's decision is going to stop or overturn the good that our Lord has purposed for us in whatever the situation is. No one is going to mess it up. Nobody is going to mess it up. Nobody. The things that we worry over are the things that we can't control. And that's what I was worried over. And I'm not worried about it anymore. Thank the Lord. Hopefully, we'll find out when I walk out of here. But for right now, I'm not worried about it. But honestly, we worry the most over the things that we cannot control, the things that are decisions someone else will make, not decisions that we will make. That's what we worry the most over. And this is what we think. This is what I think. I hope that they go along with God's goodwill in this. Is that not silly? That's what goes through my brain sometimes. I hope that they go along with what's good for us and best for us. And don't worry, they will. They will. All the inhabitants of the earth, including the kings of the earth. Even the king's heart is in his hand. And just like the rivers of water, he is going to turn it wherever he wants to turn it. Wherever he wants to turn it. If one of the inhabitants of this earth does not go along with the decision in his action and whatever he decides to do, if he doesn't go along with the way that you are wanting it to go, that's not that person going against God's will. That's God's will for that person and for you and for me. So let's understand this. Let's really get a hold of this. Everything that happens is the goodwill and well-doing of God for His people. He has done all things well. All things work together for good to them that love God. He only does well. That's all He does, is well. And no one on this earth can stop or hinder the goodwill and well-doing of God for His people. Nobody. All right, here's the third thing I want us to understand. Turn with me to Isaiah 46. Back toward Genesis a few books. Isaiah 46. Isaiah 46, let's begin reading in verse 9. It says, "Remember the former things of old, for I am God and there is none else. I am God and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying." How glorious is that? You know, to think that from times past, the Lord declared, this is what they're going to do to the Messiah. This is how He's coming in. This is what they're going to say to Him. This is what they're going to do to Him. This is declaring the things that have not yet even come to pass. Okay? Verse 10, "Declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Verse 11 says, "Calling a ravenous bird from the east, the man that executeth my counsel from a far country, yea, I have spoken it, I will also bring it to pass. I have purposed it, I will also do it." Let's understand this concerning everything that He has done on this earth. All of it is calculated down to the finest detail. All of it. All of it. He is controlling all of it down to the finest, smallest detail. Even where a bird in His own little mind That bird is looking around. Even where a bird flies, where he, in his mind, decides he's going to fly, the king's heart is being controlled by the Lord, and the bird in the sky is being controlled by the Lord. Matthew 10 says God has to give permission before a sparrow can fall to the ground. It goes on to say he has to give permission before one of the hairs of your head can fall to the ground, because he has them all numbered. Every minute detail of your life is calculated, ordered, purposed. Let's remember that sincerely, all right? Let's remember that the next time we get in our car in a hurry and we get halfway out of our subdivision and realize we forgot our cell phone back at the house, and we have to turn around and go back and get it. That was calculated. That was predetermined to keep us from something that would not have been well for us. That was the whole purpose of it. The next time the fast food place takes too long, you get frustrated like I do. What in the world is taking them so long? Purpose and calculation. The next time you miss your turn and you have to go another way, that was calculated to ensure wellness for you. Wellness. The next time you get sick or endure a trial, a pain, a suffering, a hardship, just remember that sickness was calculated to ensure wellness for you. Eternal wellness. Eternal wellness. All things are for your sakes. No one can stop or hinder the things that are for you, because God is the one doing it. And He's doing it down to the finest detail in your life. Every minute detail. All right, now here's the last thing I want us to understand and remember concerning everything that the Lord is doing regarding us. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. I truly do love this. Matthew chapter 6. Verses 7 and 8, they say, "But when you pray, use not vain repetitions, as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things you have need of before you ask Him." If something does not go the way you wanted it to go, and you become down on yourself because you think you did not inform Him well enough, you think you did not tell Him well enough what your need was, James said, "You have not because you ask not." We are told to ask the Lord for things. We're told to say please. We're told to say thank you. We are to ask our Lord for things. But if you're sad and disheartened because something didn't go the way you wanted it to go, and you're afraid it's because you didn't inform Him well enough. Do you ever have things that are just so critical to you, you're worried that you have to pray hard enough? Or often enough, as though it's this thing's up to you. You know, if you're worried you're negligent in informing Him, don't worry. He knows. He knows. in spite of our negligence. Is this an excuse for negligence? No. But in spite of our negligence, nothing will slip by him. Nothing. He knows what things we have need of before we ever even ask him the first time. We read there in Romans 8, the Spirit, we don't know what things we should pray for as we ought. The Spirit's praying for us with groanings that could never be uttered. He knows. He knows our frame. He knows our frame. He pities us. He knows us in mercy. He knows us in love. He knows exactly where we are and exactly what we need before we ever even ask him. Look right here in Matthew chapter 6 at verse 31. Matthew 6 verse 31 says, therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Just look to Christ and trust Christ, knowing and believing in your heart that he has done all things well. I'm telling you from experience, there is rest in that. There is rest in that. He has done all things well, from creation to salvation to glorification, from eternity to eternity. He, for his chosen people, has done all things well, so well. Believe it, rest in it, take comfort in it. Take comfort in it. The end of everything for a child of God will be well, beautiful, right, excellent, honorable, well. It's going to be well. All right, let's all stand together.